All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We are streaming live from Black Writers Weekend at the 5th District Podcast Studio at Constellations in the sweet Auburn District of Atlanta. This is a culturally based workspace that offers private offices and beautiful meeting spaces such as the state-of-the-art studio that we are using today. My name is Blake. I am the creator of Diary of a Mad Black Man, a podcast all about my life, my mental health journey. Also the founder of the Black Podcast Club, a safe space for black podcasters and creatives to come together and network. So all the podcasters doing the interviews here at Black Writers Weekend, they come from the club. So shout out to all my club members. But I also have a very special guest who is a writer. She goes by the name of Kendra. She is here with me now. So, Kendra, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. This is my first time at Black Writers Weekend. Oh. Have you ever been here before?
No, this is my first time as well.
So we both newbies here. What's your experience been like so far?
Oh, my goodness. when I first arrived, it was only me and a young lady, and I would say she's a seasoned minister. And we just had some good old revelation and wisdom, okay. And we exchanged some information with one another, and so that started it off, and so I'm just excited.
I got a gut feeling I know who that was. I might have interviewed her.
Yes.
Dr. Rosalind.
Yes.
Yes, that one right there. Shout out to Dr. Rosalind. How do you
Shout
do?
Shout out.
Yes. I love it.
Yes.
So awesome. So your first weekend here. So tell us a little bit about your book that you have.
And so I'm the author of From the Streets to a Savior. I actually started off with this book. I didn't know that it was going to be a book. I actually thought it was going to be a diary. I was sitting in class in college, and I just began to start writing. I was in my roofless days then. And so I was writing, and next thing you know, I said, well, God, what is it that you would have me to name this, whatever it's going to be? And it was such a clear voice, and he said, From the Streets to a Savior. And so what I did was I wrote the title on the diary. Well, what I'm calling a diary now, but then it was a notebook. And so I just wrote the title in quotation marks. I actually set that book down over the years. Probably 10 years went past, and I picked it back up. And it was like I was able to add different steps in my life. And not only that, just the iniquities and the sins that, you know, I put in this book, you know, things I went through. And so it was just awesome just to pick it back up. Then I think I picked it back up maybe 5 more years later. And so, you know, I went through other journeys, and I was able to put that in there as well. And so last year was when it came to a close, and I was able to go ahead and publish the book.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about what the book is about. What kind of, when somebody reads this book, what kind of journey are they going to experience?
Oh my goodness. So the title speaks for itself, From the Streets to a Savior. But it's a mix of everything. It's like, I feel like it represents my character. I don't like to stay still on one subject at a time. So when you have a conversation with me, I may be jumping from here to there.
Right.
And so that's what I love about this book, because it makes it an easy read for people that maybe doesn't, you know, they don't want to get entangled into the same thing. And so I start off with, you know, me and my cousin, we used to walk down the streets of Broadway in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
And, you know, we was fascinated by the ballers, you know, the fancy cars,
the ballers and shot callers,
and we, you know, the ones with money, you know, we just wanted to, you know, be in the presence, and you know, we wanted that limelight basically. And you know, that limelight, you know, cost me some things and got me in some trouble. And so, you know, I did that for years, and you know, I was in and out of school. And, you know, I just couldn't get focused. You know, once I got in school for a short period of time, it was like the streets was calling my name. And it was just like I'm missing out on something. Little did I know, now looking back, you know, it was a void in my heart. Really, it was something missing. And when I look back and I think about it now, the void was there because God had a plan and a purpose for my life. And what happened was, until that was filled with the Holy Spirit, then I wasn't moving anywhere. I just kept going in circles. And so then it shifted from meet, you know, some, I don't want to tell you too much about it. I'm trying to go around it.
No, it's all good. But then, don't tell it all now.
I know, right? It shifted to, you know, me getting married and then, you know, and some things. And, you know, and I really just put a lot of my, you know, iniquities out there so that other people can learn, or if they're in a situation right now, maybe they can say, you know what? This book has inspired me. You know, I want to turn my life around because I don't want to go that route. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, you know, it won't cost me anything. But, you know, and like my mom always told me, warning comes before destruction. And this what this book is about, to, you know, a lot of warnings in there that, you know, but, you know, if we don't take heed to them, mm-hmm. you know, it will cost us some things. Mm-hmm. It will cost us to forfeit our blessings. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I said enough was enough, and I needed to get on that journey that God had, you know, had put in front of me.
Wow, that's really beautiful. And thank you for sharing that. You guys definitely got to check out this book, From the Streets to a Survivor, right?
That's Savior. What
they're, From the Streets to a Savior.
That's right, a survivor,
from
too.
To a Savior. And a survivor, yeah.
And a survivor.
Because it's resonating with me, too, because something mm-hmm. that I'm just noticing here is, like, you're like my fourth or fifth interview today here at Black Writers Weekend, and I've noticed that a lot of the writers write from either a place of their own pain mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. or writing in a sense to help somebody else mm-hmm. where they are in their own pain. It's, mm-hmm. it's this sense of like healing and discovery and creativity. That those three terms come to mind right now, and I'm kind of making that connection just being here and meeting the different authors and talent and things that are here today. Mm-hmm. And it's just really powerful to see, to be in this kind of space. So what have been your experience actually being here at Black Writers Weekend? I mean, aside from the wonderful Dr. Rosalind Best, I already know what that was like, but what has your experience this weekend been like?
Oh gosh, just to be in this place at Constellations Coffee Shop, for one, it's a beautiful space.
Okay, I keep telling people, like, it's nice of me.
Y'all have to come and check this thing out. Yes. It is so nice. And then just being up here with other authors, and just as you said, it seems like a lot of us, we're collaborating in so many ways of, like, coming from a place of healing or trying to help someone. And, you know, I'm just here, you know, being used as a vessel. I want to be used, and I want as many people as be able to change their lives as possible. And I'm just here to, you know, I'm excited to be here, and people coming up and purchasing the book, even if people don't purchase the book, even if they just come and get the bookmark, you know, they purchase it later, however, but just to read, you know, I've noticed a lot of them reading the back of the book and, you know, getting an idea of what it is. And so I just want people to be blessed. But yes, this is an awesome experience, and, you know, this is my first actual, well, second podcast, and so I'm just excited to be here. Yeah,
me too. I can't believe that podcasting brought me here to be meeting amazing people like you. And this was something that I did literally, like, no microphone, no nothing. It was me and my computer. I opened it in the same program I got here, Audacity, just push record.
Wow.
And just started telling my story, sharing what I've been through. And it was through unpacking that for myself on a podcast that helped me to understand, like, wow, my story is not as bad as I once thought it was, but I also only have one story to compare it to, so I really can't look at it in that perspective. But it helped me to understand the power that I have in just being vulnerable.
Yes.
And being transparent with my own struggles and things that I've been through, especially when it comes to mental health.
Yes.
Because I find that a lot of times, you know, especially as a Black man, we're told, what you crying for?
Exactly.
That's a girl.
Exactly.
Or you know, normally people say, oh, you good? Yeah, I'm good. I'm straight. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the kind of, that's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so my normal began to be, I began to realize that this is not normal. This is not how, as a human being first, this is not how I'm not supposed to be bottling all these emotions up. God made two tear ducts for me to cry for a reason. So I need to be able to cry. Like, now I'm at a point where it's like, if I don't cry at least once or twice a week, I know something going on. Like, hold on now, because I'm a Black man in America. I need a release. I need to get these chemicals out of my brain. So it's really helped me to also, like even in this moment, find peace in my journey and in being a creative, because it's helped me to still move forward in life, but it's also helped me to elevate in life.
Ooh, yes.
You know, so I want to ask you too, what kind of opportunities have come your way that you didn't necessarily foresee when you first began writing and becoming an author?
Well, I've had a couple of opportunities. I've had someone reach out to me. They actually have like a radio show on Facebook. And so I was able to do, that's why I said my second podcast, because the first one was somewhat like this. And so actually I got broken into and I was like, okay, good. This is not too bad. And so, you know, I was like, I feel like that God is just exposing me. He's giving me platforms. And this is what's so special about Constellations, because in the Black Writers Weekend, I didn't know anything about it. It just popped up on an email and I said, wow, I immediately paid for it and drove right down here. And I just feel like he's just opened up doors, and I feel like this is just the beginning. Just the beginning.
Just the beginning of greatness. And that's one of the things I'm so excited about, too. Like I said, I've done a couple interviews today, and I'm literally sitting here, like, in this studio, like, Lord, I don't know what you got coming my way, but clearly it's nice. It's luxurious. Yes, it's going to have some dope people in there. Yes. And I'm ready for it because that's literally the energy that I'm feeling. So this is definitely one of those divine moments for me as well, just to be here and to be meeting people like yourself.
Every author, it just seems like, has something special about them. And like you said, it's just something about the atmosphere. And I believe it is a divine. And it's just awesome.
It's beautiful, definitely. And I definitely want to take a moment to thank a couple of our sponsors, Refuge Coffee House, the Apex Museum, that is also in the Sweet Auburn District. You know, they're the ones that are actually hosting us this weekend. They're the reason why we're all able to be here. So they made it possible to bring everyone into this space. So I really love it. And there's also a virtual component to this show, to this podcast, to this event or whatever. But how has it been for you recently? I know that a lot of times when you produce something, they say you got to kind of make your rounds or whatever on interviews and stuff like that. But with everything having this like virtual component too, how have you adjusted to this new virtual event space? What's that been like for you?
Oh gosh. So last year is when my book came out, around March. It was actually right before COVID hit. Which many people call it the pandemic, but I call it an awakening. I believe this is an awakening for a lot of people. And so I actually, once that came out, you know, I did a lot of my sales on Facebook because I wasn't able to have a book signing. And so, you know, I got some good sales. But then after that, it's been almost a year. It was been a little over a year. And I'm thinking, I need to get myself out there. And I'm such a... one of my favorite verses is, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Not a weary mind, but of a sound mind. And so when I think about that, I'm like, I can quote that, but yet I still have a little fear of getting out there. It's like I know I can't. I guess it's just getting out there. And so I have not really promoting myself, and God has been speaking to me. He's, you know, I get up in the wee hours of the morning, I'm writing things down, I have all this, and what I don't want to do is my dreams get set aside or forfeited, all because my dreams stay right in my mind. And I don't go forth. And but I said, that's why I said, this is the beginning, and you know, I don't want another dream to come across and I not go for it.
All right, shout out. That's really dope. That's something that I learned last year. I definitely feel it was a year of awakening. I know I speak for myself when I say this. I had the fortunate and unfortunate opportunity to really sit with myself, but more so fortunately, because I was able to really dig deep. Really dig deep within myself and decide for Blake. What do you want out of this thing called life?
Yes.
Because clearly life ain't nothing to be played with.
No, sir.
Life does not move on my time.
No, sir.
So I need to have my ducks in a row so that way, regardless of how the world shifts, how society shifts, I'm still okay. And I really found peace in podcasting and sitting behind a mic and talking about whatever topics come up. It started with Diary of a Mad Black Man, talking about my life, my mental health struggles and things of that nature. But at this stage, you know, I have the Black Podcast Club. I mean, I'm here at Black Writers Weekend doing interviews. So I'm like, these doors of opportunity are just swinging open left and right. And I'm up here like, okay, God, just continue to tell, order my footsteps, tell me where to go, because I'm walking through all these doors like, hey, y'all, what's good?
Won't he do it? Won't he? Not W-O-N apostrophe T. We're talking about W-A-N-T. Won't he do it? Okay. And he's been doing it. We're just the ones who have sitting back, you know? Mm-hmm. He's like, whenever you're ready, like, literally. I'm here. Just literally. Take that step of faith. Yeah. Small as a mustard seed, he said. Oh. And I got you.
Listen, so it's definitely just, and being here this weekend is just confirmation I'm on the right
path. That's it.
I'm on the right path. Hey, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So, so I know, just a couple more questions I want to ask you. What kind of future endeavors do you have coming down the pipeline? Do you have anything new coming that you want to share with the people who are listening?
Recently, I actually just did formed a nonprofit organization called Joshua's Journey.
Oh, wow.
And it's actually in remembrance of my son that passed away. My uterus had ruptured, and then a couple of months later, he ended up passing away. Mm. And so in honor of him, I did that. And God spoke to me about, he specifically gave me, because, you know, God is a God of order. And, you know, in the beginning, when he created the heavens and the earth, you know, he didn't just create. So he created exactly how he needed it to be created. Mm-hmm. And so when I think about that, I'm like, God is, he really is a God of order. And so what he did was he gave me specifics about 10 to 12 year olds that are in their adolescent years, which they are not aware of, like, drug awareness, sex education. If you think about it, you know, it's not enough that in schools we wear the drug free ribbons. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, we talk a little bit about the drugs and that's it. But truth be told, the way the world is today and a lot of people, you know, getting strung out on drugs, the kids need to know that. They need to be aware of that. And they need to know it on a daily basis, consistent.
Yeah, I was going to say, and we need to be, I used to be a teacher too, so that's why I'm kind of like,
yeah.
Yes, we need to tell the truth to these kids. We need to expose, like, because if a kid got Instagram, they got an iPhone.
Let me tell you.
You might as well, don't sugarcoat nothing else to that child. Stop, walk around here like, oh, no, give it some straight, real, raw, and uncut and unfiltered, because there may be filters on Instagram, but there really are no filters on Instagram.
Exactly. And, you know, I did have a parent, you know, when I got to talking about Adam and Eve, you know, when God multiplied, because one of the sessions were about, you know, about sex education. I was saying how, you know, Adam and Eve in the beginning, he said to go out and multiply. And I said, you know, you have two males can't multiply. Two women can't multiply. Only a male and female. I said, so God didn't intend. Yeah, a lot of stuff was going on in the Bible about polygamy and things like that, but he did away with that. And that's why he washed away the whole earth. He was displeased with that. Just like it reminds me now with the COVID. He's displeased with a lot of things. That's why a lot of people had to go up out of here. However, it had to happen. And it reminds me of the plagues. I know I'm going off in left field, but it needs to be said. And when I explained that, you know, one of the children was a little uncomfortable, and that's the first thing I thought. What you said, I thought, no telling what platform she's on, social media she's on, and have exposed herself to things like that. And, you know, and she got over it. She was like, I know it needs to be taught, you know, so she was okay with it. But I thought, you know, they can hear and see everything else. But guess what? These are the things that need, that are vital. They're detrimental. Mm. And a lot of 10 to 12 year olds actually face a lot of incidents. They have a lot of incidents that can be avoided, is what statistics say. Yeah. So think about it. I want to be that voice, that person who can tell these kids, these are things that you should be aware of, like things you need to know, you know, social skills. Mm-hmm. What about when we see people in the news and they're going and you see a neighbor kill somebody in the snow, shoveling snow? What happened? And I asked the kids, did somebody teach him about social skills? You know, about how to control their anger, about breathing, taking deep breaths. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A lot of these things that we see in society, they can be prevented.
Exactly.
Had somebody taken a little extra love, care, and attention, and guided somebody a little bit differently. So definitely, Kendra, thank you so much for being here, for for sharing your stories, talking about your book. And this is your chance to shine now. So go ahead and tell the people where they can find you at, if you got a website, and how they can connect with you.
Okay, so they can actually go to FromTheStreetsToASavior@yahoo.com. The book is on Amazon, Books a Million, several places. And you're actually, I'm on Facebook as well, and I'm on Instagram under Kilolo. I usually don't use Instagram a lot, but you can find me on there. And I'm on, like I said, I'm on Facebook as well. But yes, you can order it off Amazon.
Awesome.
And the book is $20.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Kendra, for being here once again. Again, y'all, my name is Blake. I'm the host of Diary of a Mad Black Man. You all can connect with me in the Instagram world at Diary of an MBM. You can also follow my club, The Black Podcast Club. That's the name, The Black Podcast Club. We everywhere in the social media and podcast streets. So we out here. Shout out to all my club members here for doing the interviews today. And shout out to everybody here at Black Writers Weekend 2021. Again, this is Blake, and I am tuning out. So thank you.